Jim. She's a friend of the show, sixth generation Tasmanian, and of course she is the leader of the Tasmanian Labor Party. It can only be Beck White. Welcome.
Hello. Good morning.
Beck, just quickly, we have to retell this story because I love this so much. The story you just told us off air about your daughter. Oh. What she's doing now, 5 years old, and what she's calling people that she's just met for the first time. This, can you please retell this?
I can. She's got a lot of front. And she is calling men that she's met for the first time, big fella. How are you, big fella?
I love this.
Do you know
so
where
much.
She got that from?
I think that's going around in their class at school.
Okay,
so yeah. She's picked it up from somebody else.
Where she picks up a lot of her sayings from, comes home and surprises us.
I can just imagine this little 5-year-old girl meeting all these guys for the first time going, g'day, big fella, how are you?
G'day, big fella.
That's why Beck doesn't let her listen to the show. She'd pick up some terrible, she'd be like,
yeah, she starts.
That happens every time I get up in the morning. She's like, yeah, mum, yeah.
Big round of applause.
I'm hungry. Feed me.
Beck, how are you? I think Parliament officially ended last week, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
But does that mean things slow down? Or?
Not really. We're back this week to do scrutiny hearings for the state government businesses.
Yeah. Okay.
So Taswater, Hydro, those sorts of things.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So that'll be this week, which will be great to be inside when it's 27, 29 degrees.
Yeah, of course, that's when you want to
Everyone
be inside,
else is
isn't
out
it?
Having a lovely time.
Yeah.
So that's the last official responsibility we have in the Parliament.
Yeah, sure. Do you have, you know how some, like especially schools and some workplaces, they have like outdoor days? Do you ever go out onto the lawns or Room for a Pony? Guys, today we're holding it at Room for a Pony, the debate.
It'd be nice, wouldn't it? Just take the roof off. Yeah.
Does that ever happen? Or no,
no,
it's all got to be.
Could you?
Sadly not.
No, it has to be done in there. Is that, I don't know how it works.
Yeah, you've got to record it and have all your cameras.
Oh, and
all the the standing orders of the Parliament. It's a fairly antiquated sort of system.
Yeah.
Very oldie-fashioned-y Parliament.
Yeah. But it's a good day outside,
Just go outside. Come on.
Take the shirts off. Get a bit of colour. It'll be burned in 5 minutes. The Tassie tan.
Yeah, why not?
I did get the Tassie tan on the weekend. I've got a really nice a T-shirt tan.
Yeah, nice one.
I was going to ask you, this is the, you know, I argue Tassie is a beautiful place, but this time of year when it is like this, it's hard to beat.
It's
the
beautiful.
Best.
Yeah.
And the wind's gone. That's the nicest thing. I just feel like, you know, my brain can think again.
Oh, I hate the wind so much. The wind for me
is
the worst.
You get days like this during the year and then you walk outside and it's like,
yeah, gusty. Yeah, it's all well and good when you look at it from
wind
inside.
Wind is an awful feature.
It's the worst feature. What does it offer? Nothing.
Nothing.
All the sailors like, Beck, of course, heading into Christmas and stuff as well, are things slowing down for you? What are you doing for Christmas? How's everything going there?
Yeah, it is starting to slow down a little bit for us. There'll be some end-of-year events and wrapping up different things that sort of slowly drawing to a conclusion. But my biggest headache now is Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
Terrible at it.
So
and
we,
I haven't really started it.
We're last minute people, so.
Yeah, Nathan and I figured out years ago that we do Christmas Eve. Nathan and I usually shop together. And it's the pressure. You know, pressure builds diamonds. Mm. You're out there. I think, you know, your brain then just goes, oh, this would be great for my partner, for my mother, for my friend.
Is it normally the way that they respond on Christmas Day?
No.
Jimmy and I get the exact same thing for our equals. So, like, I get my mum the same thing that Jimmy gets his mum.
Cheese boards. Chew and pine.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
The worst is when we get them mixed up. If we get them engraved and I accidentally send my mum the one that says Sue.
Yeah.
On,
we just go mum now.
Yeah.
It's safer that way.
Generic.
And also just girlfriend. I get names put in there. Have you got any ideas or do you don't want to say on air just in case anyone's...
No, I've got zero ideas. I think it's easy buying for children. That's no problem.
Yeah.
It's buying for my husband that's hard.
Mm. What does he like?
Is he into anything at the moment?
Yeah, like he likes lots of sports and stuff.
Okay.
An experience? Something he could go do, like mountain biking?
That's a
random laugh,
one. But no.
Well, he's into sports.
Experience.
Yeah.
Archery.
I've never seen him ride a bike.
Sorry.
I'll buy him a mountain bike ticket. And he just hurt himself and end up in hospital. Great idea.
What about a carabiner? How does he go with abseiling?
Mountain biking, like you bike, don't archery. Yeah. It's a gift of archery for Christmas. Obviously, I've been no help whatsoever. Speaking of going to like Christmas and all this, borders opening December 15, that's still the date. The COVID plan was released. What are your thoughts on it?
It's a bit confusing.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating that it's come so late, just 3 weeks out from borders opening and businesses now finding out how they manage close contacts, how they manage vaccinations in their workplace. And I think releasing it on a Friday when we've got weather like this, so the venues who are most going to be impacted, tourism, hospitality, they've been flat out for the last 2 days. Mm. So they'll probably have time to sit down and look at it today, have a think about what it means for them. And my concern is that with just a couple of weeks left, any changes they need to make in the workplace is going to be a bit of a rush now. So it's just, you know, it's welcome that it's finally available, but for goodness sake, we've had months to prepare for this date.
Yeah.
And public health have had a long time to work with government to be able to provide the details that businesses were looking for. And I can't understand why it's been left to the last minute.
What? Yeah, I don't understand why they've been dragging their feet with that as well. Because as you said, I mean, if it came out months ago, then there would have been time for changes to be made and things to be adapted. I mean, what else have they been doing?
I don't know. And yeah, okay. I think this is the frustration that we've been raising continuously, whether it's about preparation of our schools, our hospitals, any public spaces really, and particularly for private enterprise because they're not covered by a vaccine mandate. What are their responsibilities to their employees? What are their responsibilities under workplace health and safety, for instance? But also how do they manage their customers and make sure that their customers feel safe?
Yeah.
And what do they do if there is a COVID positive case, and how they manage contact tracing and then isolation quarantine procedures.
Yeah, of course.
So that if they're a sole trader, they don't end up being without income for 7 days.
Mm.
And I think those questions still have to be answered because the government haven't said if a business needs to close its doors for any reason, how they manage that financially.
Yeah.
Because they're doing the right thing if they do that. But for some people, if they don't have staff to replace the ones that might have to go in isolate or quarantine, how do they continue to make money to pay the bills?
Can I ask you, Beck, as well? Look, I mean, we're all sort of finding out about this, especially over the weekend. I was reading a lot about this Omicron, the new strain. I mean, does that worry you as well as a leader and for what it means for our state? I mean, I was saying before, we were all hanging out at the Tasmanian Tourism Awards. You know, there's vendors and people there that are, you know, so excited that borders are opening because they've been doing it so tough for the last couple of years. Are you worried what that means for Tassie?
Absolutely. And this is the thing that we don't know. This is a disease that is so new and it's mutating, and we've got this new virus variant that's been detected in Australia now.
Yep.
And hopefully it can be contained. But I understand that's already impacting on people's bookings because people are cancelling them. They're not sure whether border restrictions are going to be reimposed. So after the elation of, you know, having their bookings absolutely smashed, you know, they're doing so well from the 15th, and lots of people are reporting that it's looking really positive. Now we're hearing that there are cancellations coming through again because people are nervous about their holidays being completely ruined because of this new mutant strain.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, Beck, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it. Good to have you back in this year when we're in this year as well. And from a couple of big fellas, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. And Merry Christmas, guys, if I don't see you before.
You too.
We'll try and squeeze. I mean, you're more than welcome. We'll try and get you in beforehand. But,
okay. That'd be great.
We can
just talk about our Christmas shopping. Because there'll still be on the list of things to do.
Yeah, I can guarantee we won't be ready. So don't worry about it.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.